Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Mark James, Andy Hart. It's James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most important thing is you showed up.
Oh, I was showing up.
You said you would never do a show with me.
Well, you know.
And now here you are.
I'm a team player, number one. I'm a team player.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mock and Hot. What do you think of that?
That's not bad.
Especially for Boston.
Mock and Hot.
That's good.
Mock and Hot.
Mock and Hot. If I went to Steve Cohen, he would not know who you were.
That's fine.
Okay.
Would he know who you are?
Yes. Okay. I've known him for 15 years. More people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him.
On Sports Radio, WEEI.
I'm not going to my ass. We're not going to be invited.
You're not going to be invited?
I doubt it.
I think that this country was founded on a lot of great ideals, but it was also founded on slavery. And I think you just need to be really honest about that and be really open in talking about that so we can reconcile that and hopefully move forward and make this country better for everyone.
Get that son of a bitch off the field.
Oh, wow. This is the final hour of Mark and Hart here on WEI. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. Andy Hart is confused because his schedule this week, it's got him doing both morning drive and middays. I'm going to you're going to be doing morning drive both Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to, you know.
I'm more than happy to do it.
Okay, good.
Now the guy who, quote, I'll never work with Andy Hart is making sure I work with Andy Hart.
Well, here's the
thing. You fraud.
No. Here's the thing. That it's going to be me and Reamer for four straight hours. And then you're going to have to be the third dissenting voice in the room.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, good.
I'd be happy to work 8 hours if I have to work 8 hours.
Well, look at you.
I'll do 6 to 2.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Then I'll be. Make sure they give you some food. Yeah, make sure they give you some food, though, because that's not an easy shift. All right. So the U.S. Women's National Team is getting ready to win trying to win the World Cup again tomorrow.
The ugly American, the presumptive.
They will.
I know that.
But Megan Rapinoe has come out, and she's basically expressed her dissatisfaction with the president of the United States, which many athletes have, including LeBron James. So she's not the first. She won't be the last. Fair enough.
I wouldn't limit it to athletes. Many Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Do not care for the president.
Well, at least, for Megan Rapinoe, and she has every right to do so, which is what makes America great. You don't have to like the president. There's no law in saying that you have to like the president. However, when you're going to do something like this, all of a sudden now you become, while you're representing the United States of America, you become considered by some to be anti-American. Not by me or you. But some people look at her and her rhetoric as if she's anti-American, that she's denouncing the president of the United States. Now, hopefully the U.S., everything goes well tomorrow at 11. They win another World Cup. They've already been invited to the White House. Hopefully she'll have a change of heart, okay? And she'll decide to go and not do what Alex Cora did, which is not go. It's better to go and show that, you know what, I'm going to meet with them, and I'm going to say, I'm going to get whatever I have to say, get it off my chest, and at least I said my piece, and I represent the United States of America. Even if you don't like the president, you still should respect the office and what it represents. There's got to be somebody in the 45 presidents that we've had, you know, in our country's history that you might have liked once,
right.
You know, maybe President Obama. Okay, so it's the antithesis of Obama, but you respect President Obama. You respect the office. I'm going to go just out of respect for this country.
And I might use it as an opportunity to persuade Donald Trump to look at something differently.
Novel idea.
Because very few of us would actually get the opportunity to speak with the president, to say something, to try to persuade him to look at an issue differently, right? Usually that opportunity only goes to fellow politicians, journalists, Kim Kardashian, maybe some celebrity. This is someone who feels very strongly about a number of issues, right? She's a female athlete. She thinks female athletes are getting screwed, right? She is a lesbian. Maybe she looks to push some of those issues. I don't know.
Sorry, women, to disappoint you.
She has been a history of kneeling for the anthem. Maybe she wants to promote that issue. Whatever her issue is in that time when she has Donald Trump's ear, use it.
Right.
Take the opportunity. Or, you know what I was wondering? I'm waiting for the first person to, you know, the Puppy Bowl halftime show?
Yes.
Like, to counter schedule. So have some team where a portion of the team creates its own event. Where maybe they go to the Washington Monument, or I have no idea where they would go. Martin Luther King Monument, right? And have a counter event to bring attention to, use the opportunity in some way to further their cause. Because I'm not really sure how skipping out on a trip to the White House really furthers your cause.
It doesn't. And that was the thing why I felt as though that Alex Cora, whose bosses came out and said, you make it political if you don't go. And he didn't go. And he made it political.
Right.
And guess what? Did you do any good for the people of Puerto Rico by not going? No. That's a rhetorical question. Of course you didn't.
Right. So offer some counter programming.
That's
Have another event elsewhere if you want to bring attention to your cause or your people or your opportunity to sway public opinion in this political realm.
But unfortunately, the thing that's going to supersede tomorrow, the U.S. women, and hopefully everything goes well and they beat the Netherlands and win the World Cup, everything's going to be on but Megan Rapinoe's comments about the president of the United States. Her saying things about slavery and things of that ilk, it's going to take away from her teammates who are representing this country to do something that the men couldn't do, which is not only get to a World Cup final, win a World Cup, but it actually qualify.
Correct.
So it's, you know, so it's like, why? You know, why take away from that? I'm not going to the effing White House. I mean, what kind of react? Like, you could just say, if she said, I'm not going to the White House, you had to, the effing is the thing that.
And White House. The
right.
effing White House.
The effing
not,
White House.
I'm going not going to see effing Donald Trump.
That's it.
Totally different state.
Right.
I'm not going to the effing White House.
I'm not going to the White House.
Right.
I mean, and it's, you know what? It's so degrading and demeaning towards this country. Like, if you don't like the president, fine. Say, you know, the effing president, but don't the effing White House, it represents this country.
Because that's a total disrespect of our heritage.
Yes, it really is. And for people out there who don't get that, then maybe, you know, and Megan Rapinoe, and here's the amazing thing about it, she has the right to do that. So nobody's going to, she's not going to be arrested when she comes back to this country for her comments about the president of the United States.
Nope.
She's
not going to be kicked off the team.
No.
She's not, nothing is going to happen except she opens herself up to this, the public debate of her opinions.
You and I, being the proud Americans that we are rooting for the U.S. women tomorrow.
Correct.
And Jerry Callahan's also a very proud American.
That commie.
He is rooting against the country. And I will tomorrow for the women. And I will tell you, there's a lot of other people like Jerry Callahan who are openly rooting against the U.S. women. Why? Because of Megan Rapinoe.
Because they're bad Americans.
Because she has become the female Colin Kaepernick now. And when people think of, even though she's actually, like, Colin Kaepernick has never represented this country. He thinks he got, because he has a platform, he speaks, he got a shoe to be completely recalled from Nike this week. With had
Although
the United
you think it was a setup.
I put it out there. Was it? I don't think it was. I don't think if Nike did that, I got to tell you, Andy, there's a lot of things to get me to stop wearing a product. If Nike was if this was a work from the jump, and Nike's like, we're going to release this thing, and you're going to do this, and we're going to make you look even bigger, and and we're going to pull it.
You still wouldn't stop wearing Nike.
I probably would.
Because their stuff's good.
You
like their stuff.
I probably wouldn't.
Exactly. Their stuff's good.
I probably wouldn't. So there's that. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on that. Here's the thing I will tell you is that I want the U.S. women to win. I want this country, if we're competing in tiddlywinks against Bolivia, I want this country to win in everything. Okay? I don't care what it is. I want United States to be the best at everything, whether it's sports, whether it's intelligence, which we're not in that category, unfortunately. But you know what I mean. I do think we have the hottest women, but then again, I haven't been to Sweden yet. I've heard Sweden might beg to differ on that.
Yes.
And Russia as well.
Russia?
Really? Yeah. Hey, I met a lot of Russian people that when I was down in Miami. They said Anna Kournikova would be average in Russia.
Nice.
Anna Kournikova, average. And then you remember, I mean, you know, Anna Kournikova.
Mm. Yeah, the Swedish volleyball team, isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, settle down, creep. All right, you already have enough of a reputation. Don't make settle down, creep.
Hey, I'm just saying, listen.
You made me uncomfortable.
Listen, I can't say something. I can't give you guys going all freaking like 911 here.
You made
Come
me
on.
Creep. Feel like, oh.
No, I need
a shower.
All right. Well,
yeah, get out of here.
Then
I'm not coming in on Monday.
That's your insecurity then. That's your issue. All right. Don't come in on Monday. Make sure you're here on Tuesday. Me and Dickerson, we'll take care of Monday. You just make sure you're here on Tuesday.
I'll be here for both.
All right. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tom in Chicopee. By the way, great job, Eamon, on spelling Chicopee right this time. The guy we had in the last time spelled it wrong. He spelled it C-H-I-C. K-A-P-E, like chick-a-filet, chick-a-pee.
Like a chick-pee.
Yes, exactly. What's up, Tom?
I think that you are so off base on saying that Cora should talk to Trump. Why should Cora give Trump a chance to shine him on? Trump is an empty vessel. He is worthless. He's not even worth talking to. He's such a moron. Why should Cora give him the time of day? It's not going to accomplish a damn thing.
How do you know until you try?
Because I've seen Trump. Who does he listen to? He doesn't give a damn what anybody that has anything in any way liberal to say. He doesn't care. He's a narrow-minded narcissist. Period. He has no redeeming qualities. Why should anybody say anything to him?
I don't know. To try. To make an effort. And by the way, the biggest thing he comes off to me is a star bleeper. And I think if the manager of the world champion said something, exactly. The star bleeper in him might listen for a half a second.
He does. He's definitely that way.
That is it. He's, I'll look into it and see what I can do. You make a good point. I'll have to have my associates look in on that for you. And then we'll do nothing later. That's Trump.
Okay, Tom, obviously we get the way you are. Can I just say this about Donald Trump? Unemployment has never been lower for African Americans than it's been under Trump. You do know that, right?
Oh, okay, and how good are the jobs that they're getting?
Unemployment has never been lower. Who is it lower under, Trump or Obama? Well, just a factual question. Who is it lower under, Trump or Obama, Tom? If we're going to get into facts here, who is it lower under?
2 percentage points?
Tom.
Obama, full employment is 4%.
Okay, Tom.
Anything is redundant.
Tom.
Okay.
U.S. trade deficit shrinking, soaring economy. Where else can I go? Renegotiating NAFTA and other trade deals. Tom, so for everything that you say that he's bad at, I can't with this guy.
Phone is terrible.
Your phone sucks. You suck. Get off the air.
The guy's a stone-cold loser.
Oh, I know. Really. Honestly, Tom and Chicopee, just stay in Chicopee and don't call in the show again.
And it's guys...
You really are a loser.
It's guys like Tom that actually embolden Trump because they say he's closed-minded when in reality,
Thomas,
they are closed-minded.
Thank you.
They're narrow-minded.
Words have never been spoken out of your mouth.
Why would I take the opportunity to at least take a shot?
Like, oh, my
what
God.
What a quitter attitude. He's not going to listen, so I'm not even going to go and say anything.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Both sides of this debate, I hate. Both sides.
It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. I'm glad you. These truer words have never been spoken out of your mouth from Tom and Chicopee. Really. Chicopee. Honestly.
Isn't that out your way, though?
It is. Unfortunately, it is. It doesn't.
These are your people.
You own
them. Tom's yours, and you are Tom's. You guys can have a nice marriage together.
No.
I'll head south when I leave.
I'm good. No, I'm in Watertown now. 617-779-7937. Listen, for every bad thing you want to point about the president, we can sit here and talk about the good things he's done too. Okay? And you know what? Whether you like him or not, he has pardoned 18 people that Kim Kardashian has gone and spoken to him. He's pardoned 18 people from death row. So, say what you want, say what you will. He's done some good. Can we at least acknowledge that? Albert in Rhode Island. Hello, Albert.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
what's up?
Tom, love your passion, too. I probably like your politics. Tom from Chicopee, your typical left-wing radical liberal. If Donald Trump went into that nitwit's house and handed him a check for $8,000, he would call you and say, well, why wasn't it $8,002? Why didn't he give me $8,000? You can't please these people. That's why any good, solid American like Jerry Callahan, like myself, who want to see, not going to use any derogatory terms, Megan Rampone lose tomorrow, is because there was a point in time, even when you didn't like the president, which everyone, every single elected president wasn't 100% approval, but Barack Obama, when he started ruining this country, it is now socially acceptable to not respect the seat in the Oval Office. That's what the liberals and the radicals don't understand.
Okay,
and
but
you're
wait.
Asking people.
So, Trump bears what? Some responsibility for that, the way he has acted. But I want you to get back. So you are legitimately rooting against the United States.
110%. A person, someone who's playing for their country, who has the audacity because she's trying to gain public acknowledgement and just trying to, she's a fad. She's of the moment. She never has been more popular than she is, and she never will be when this wave crashes, okay? So she wants to take advantage of her fame, knows exactly what will happen if she makes a derogatory comment, and I have a hard time standing knee high. And unfortunately, it's a team sport. I have a hard time standing behind anyone and supporting anyone and those that are, you know, in it with her, which are her teammates, unfortunately, to accomplish anything because it's just, I think it's un-American to publicly speak like that.
But you realize the cat is out of the bag, right? You can't get the toothpaste back in the tube. She has already said what she said. She's already gotten plenty of attention. We've spent more than half the show talking about her.
Right.
You have strong opinions about her. The outcome of the game tomorrow does not change that. So as an American, I would just think, in the end, why don't I want my flag, my team, my women to win, even if I don't like all of them? Because guess what? You don't like every player you root for on the Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins.
Right.
Can I ask a question? Let's be honest. Does anyone really care about women's soccer? Before you answer, the answer is no.
Yes,
no,
some people
one
do.
Cares. No.
But
no
most
one
people, this is like the Olympics. When the Olympics come around, soccer. I pretend I'm a luge fan and a bobsled. Yeah, I root for whatever has the flag on it and it's moving forward faster than the other
one.
We
don't care about men's soccer, never mind women's soccer. So
right, so root for your country. Be a patriot, for God's sakes.
No, I'm a patriot. I'll
yeah, but Albert, you're a patriot who hates Tom Brady, though.
Respect him, though.
Okay,
respect
all right, you do respect. Right. Are you by the way, Albert, some of your phone calls, you'd be hard pressed to see that you do respect him a little bit. But I will get Albert. We know where you stand on this. You will be rooting against the women's team tomorrow, and you have every right to do that tomorrow. If you want to hang a Netherlands flag in the front of your house, it's okay.
True.
Because it's America. It's America. You can do what you want to do. Oh, we have somebody who wants to restore the people, the fine people of Chicopee. Keith in Chicopee's up next. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Keith.
Hey, listen, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and defend Trump 100%. Okay? But there is nobody else on this planet that I would vote for other than Trump, because Trump is trying to do it for the American people. I don't understand why everybody can't understand why he wants to build a wall. Look, again, I don't agree with everything that Trump's done, everything he said. He should not be tweeting in the world. He should be keeping that secret. But you got to be kidding me for people to think that he's done nothing. He's trying to help us, and he's doing everything in his power, but everybody's against him. We spent 4 years in Congress trying to get rid of him. So what are we paying for that?
Millions.
Millions. Millions and millions of dollars. Nobody wants to say that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to realize that. We all these liberals, these Democrats, okay?
Jeez.
Again, it's unbelievable. Look in the mirror. I'm not defending everything that Trump's done, but I think
Trump has done more good than bad. His ego is massive. And I think that might that takes away from what he's trying to do.
Okay, what did you want to say about Tom and Chicopee?
Tom and Chicopee? You know what, Tom? Never call up again.
Thank you. I love it.
I'd be happy if neither Keith nor Tom ever called again. And we got somebody who was in the middle of the two, who had a brain and not just a pole.
Well, listen to this. I'll show you this. This is a meme that someone sent me. It said, Trump cures cancer, exclamation point. And on the bottom has superimposed signs saying, curing cancer is racist.
Right. That's where we are.
That's where.
And by the way, we've really gotten off our own track here.
I know.
This turned into Trump.
Well, that's right? It always goes there, man.
No. But we were actually talking about
the U.S. Women's National Team,
one of their players, her comments, her decision,
right.
And the ridiculous fact that Jerry Callahan is rooting against the United States of America.
Right. I am not. I'm rooting for Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
I hope Megan Rapinoe scores 5 goals tomorrow.
I actually have no problem if somebody wants to root against her.
Damn right I am.
Right? You can want her to score own goals and screw up and be an embarrassment. But in the end, I don't know how you wouldn't want the U.S. to win. You would not want the U.S. national
right.
anthem. I don't know. Do they stand on a podium or something?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I want them to win.
Right.
Maggot.
You're a maggot. You're rooting against the U.S.
Wow. Callahan. I wish Callahan was in on Monday. But he'll be tweeting out pictures of sunsets.
Can't
that
wait to see another sunset.
Pivot.
Sunset Callahan. All right. We'll get your phone calls on this. We'll close out strong before Red Sox pregame at 3 o'clock. 617-779-7937. Oh, on this meme as well, where it says Trump cures cancer, there's another sign that says, don't take away our rights to die from cancer. That's what it says on here. All right, Mark and Hart back after this.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right back to James and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, we have some major breaking news, the NBA, and it's, is there a better person? You know, one of the positive things about Twitter, there's not many. It's just become a bully haven for, but there are good things, and Adrian Wojnarowski is one of the great things.
Yes.
Breaking news. This is breaking news on Sports Radio WEEI.
Free agent center DeMarcus Cousins has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Lakers. So he's going to join LeBron and Anthony Davis. Interesting.
It's like New Orleans all over again.
I know, right? Yeah. And
They loved playing together, and they were pretty good together.
They
too,
were good together. Were and Russell Westbrook and his agent are engaged with Oklahoma City on next steps for the All-Star guard possibly being traded this summer.
Right, because he was almost traded to Toronto, it sounds like, or it was at least offered, shopped.
Yeah. So there's that, like Russell Westbrook, could he be going back to L.A.? How could they afford, could the Clippers get him under? You know
I
why?
I don't think so.
You know I could see him going?
Boston.
The Knicks.
Well, they're talking about the Heat. That's like the scuttlebutt that I've seen.
Ooh.
Yeah, him and Jimmy Butler. That'd be another duo.
Wow. Right.
Except two guys that seem to have trouble working well with others.
And two guys that are not winning players.
Right.
They're never going to win a title together.
That could be a spectacular disaster.
But it'll be great on SportsCenter highlights every night, right?
New York could be a spectacular disaster, too. Just because it's New York and he has his own issues.
You know what? I was watching some of the Knicks-Pelicans preseason game last night. We'll get your phone calls on Rapinoe and Trump, 617-779-7937. And the Knicks have some young, good players. Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, Alonzo Trier. Now they got R.J. Barrett. They just stay the course. Like, honestly, I know it's what New Yorkers don't want to hear, but, like, they've got to just, you know.
Yeah, young, good players don't win anything.
But maybe they developed into being.
No one has ever had better young, good players than Oklahoma City, right?
Oh, I know.
Harden.
The dynasty.
Durant.
Never.
Okay. Never. So they are the example of it doesn't mean you're going to win. So
they, when they do a 30 for 30 on what happened, on you're talking about three MVPs, two of them were world champs. Who?
They had a Baca.
They'd have a Baca. Baca was there too. Man, they had Oladipo too after
right.
Harden was gone. But man, Oklahoma City, dude, Sam Presti's not as great as I thought he was. All right, Rapinoe and Trump. Here's the thing. This is what it's come to. No one cares about the U.S. women versus New Orleans. It's Rapinoe versus Trump.
Right.
That's it. That's all they care about right now is Rapinoe versus,
Trump. New Orleans? Netherlands.
I said Netherlands. I said New Orleans.
Oh, I thought you said New Orleans.
I meant Netherlands. All right. 617-779-7937. But people are rooting for the Netherlands.
I was
going to
say, if they played New Orleans, Callahan would root for
New Orleans. There's no doubt. Let's go to Jason in Jersey,
Penguin
who's up
fire,
next.
Demps. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Jason, how are you?
Good. Listen, I want to start off by really commending you guys for sticking up and really, you know, saying what you really have to say when it comes to Trump. This guy, Tom from Chicopee, what the heck, man? I mean, listen, like you guys, I will say this, okay? Is Trump a perfect president? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, you name me one perfect president out there. I don't think there's any, you know? All politicians lie. All politicians, you know, do other kind of things. Yep. Okay, Trump is not to be excused from that. But let me tell you something. When it comes to matters that really mean something, he's done the job. And I get into arguments all the time with people because just about everyone around me, it's all against Trump. And I'm like, are you guys blind or what? And second of all, as far as the U.S. women's soccer team, you know what? I want them to win. I am not rooting against them. I don't like what this other woman has been doing, and I do not want to see her on the field. But you know what? I'm not going to root against them, and I'm not going to, you know, just say anything bad about the team except for just because of one player.
Right. I mean, you might not like, you know, like someone, Jason, and very good phone call. You might not like someone mentioned that there's more hate in Boston for Kyrie than there was Aaron Hernandez, and Aaron Hernandez murdered two people. Right. Okay, so people here hate Kyrie more than Aaron Hernandez. They do. It's right now. If you judge, who do you got? Aaron Hernandez, Kyrie Irving. I think people today in Boston might vote for Aaron Hernandez and to be more favorable.
People hated Kyrie down the home stretch. It wasn't just after the season. Those same people would have rooted for Kyrie and the Celtics to win the NBA title.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right.
So, like, to jump ship on your team because you hate an individual member of that team, I don't really understand that mindset.
No.
You can root against that person. Root for Kyrie to go 0 for 21. I still want the Celtics to beat the Bucks and then go on to the NBA Finals and win.
And for everybody out there that hates the president, let me just clue you in on this. Do you know who Donald Trump's going to be rooting for tomorrow? The United States! He's rooting for his country, even though there's a player on the team who can't stand him and wishes he was, you know, impeached.
Right.
He's rooting for her and that team.
Well, he's not rooting for her.
Well, he's rooting for the team.
He's rooting for her to trip,
America
fall on her face.
First.
He would be the first to send out a tweet.
Play that again, Amen. Who's he rooting for? Who's he rooting for?
America first.
He's rooting for America.
But not Jerry Callahan, rooting for the Orange, the Netherlands.
Yeah, Jerry Callahan.
The old wooden clogs, the old tulips.
Yeah.
That's Callahan.
He's rooting for the Netherlands tomorrow.
Sunsets, tulips, windmills.
Yeah.
That's Callahan.
And bagging on mutt, which we all love.
Fraud.
Rob in Maine, you're up next. What's up, Rob?
Hey, boys.
Hey, what's up?
Listen, the problem with this woman isn't what she says or what she believes. It's her timing. We've all got a brother or a sibling or someone in our family that we just don't like very much. But for the rest of the world, we defend them under every single circumstance. We might go home and slap them around.
Well, I don't. We don't.
Internationally,
we don't do that.
Defend
we don't do that.
Your own.
Right.
And she doesn't.
Right. No, and that's the thing about it. And the irony in this whole thing, Rob, she's actually representing the United States of America, even though she's denouncing the Oval Office at this current time. That's the irony of this whole thing.
And that's my point. Finish your tournament, and I don't care if you try and organize rallies down Pennsylvania Avenue when it's done.
Right.
You just can't go against the family internationally. You do it in your own house, and she doesn't do that. It's ridiculous.
Mm, interesting point. And is another thing, too. Remember what was the old line from Michael Corleone to Fredo? He goes, don't ever speak
never
up
go against the family.
Never. That's right. Never, and we saw what happened. What did Michael Corleone do to Fredo? He's,
oh, boy.
But you're right. I think Donald Trump's rooting for this team, and Jerry Callahan is not. Callahan is not, but Donald Trump is.
Right.
What does this world come to?
Right. Trump wants to show to as many people now that like he's not what it is, this villain that everyone... He wants the U.S. women's team. He probably wants Megan Rapinoe to come to the White House. He's standing. It wasn't the invitation. Oh, everybody, but she's the face and star of the team. Why would you not want her?
I think he probably doesn't want her at this point.
Well,
I think he's rooting against her and for the flag and for the team and for America to be great and dominate in something, because he'll be the first to brag about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Take a victory lap over America being great in something. That's all he wants to do is brag.
And you know what he would do if and when she lives up to her word and doesn't show up to the White House, but the rest of the team does? He would say, well, I'm glad all of you true teammates and true Americans
Correct.
Showed up today.
The important members of the team are here.
He would take some sort of not so subtle shot at her, saying, the true American team showed up today.
Yeah, it won't be subtle. There's not a subtle bone in his body. No. He doesn't do subtlety.
No, but I truly believe he's rooting for United
now,
States.
Now, I probably should have done a little more research. Has anyone else come out and said they won't go on the team?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so either.
A couple teammates have publicly supported her, but I'm not sure anyone else has said explicitly.
As they
I'm
should.
Not going.
But they should support.
Oh, sorry, Alex Morgan has.
So she's out.
Too. Alex Morgan has said that she's not going to go either.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
She's going to have tea.
Wow. Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe. Those are the two biggest stars, man.
Like if those two don't go, then
that's. Then at this point, the whole team might as well not. Like, if you're going to do that, like, to me, it's like, I don't want it turning into a Red Sox, White Sox, right. White House, where it's like, oh, Nathan Eovaldi, Chris Sale, Dustin Pedroia, you know, Andrew Benintendi, and, you know, there's no, you know, it's like, it just doesn't look good. It's not, it looks like a fractured team. And people can say what you want. I still believe in, hey, listen, Alex Cora has every right to do whatever the hell he wants. He should have gone. He should have gone. Final segment coming up next, right, Eamon? And we'll get to your phone calls. You want to chime in on Rapinoe, Trump? You want to say something about Kaepernick, Kyrie, DeMarcus Cousins going to the Lakers, Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers, along with Paul George. Now Russell Westbrook wants out of Oklahoma City. Man.
Boston next? Question mark?
You
don't want him?
No.
I don't either.
He's not a winning player.
Right. We've already been down that road.
He's a sports center. He's a triple double machine, but he's just not a winning player.
Plus, it's a hard sell to go from Kyrie to chemistry is king, Kemba Walker, we're going with the youth movement, and then do another 180 and say, no, we're going for Russell Westbrook.
If you put a team together right now of Kyrie Irving, Russell Westbrook, Jimmy Butler, Boogie Cousins, and Carmelo Anthony, who hasn't even played, he got cut in October by Houston. If you put that team together, they'd be lucky to make the playoffs. They can't play. They don't understand the concept of team basketball.
Right.
Kemba Walker, he's not nowhere near the talent of Russell Westbrook. But he's coming here, and he's buying into Brad's system and going to try to make Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown take them to the next level and probably facilitate and distribute more than he's ever done, because he doesn't have crap surrounding him anymore like he did in Charlotte.
And we're all going to turn on him if they start the year 3-13.
We will do
it. All this chemistry is king in addition by subtraction out the window they don't win.
Well, I can tell you who's going to be out the door if this team starts 3-13, Brad Stevens.
Coach
he will
Brad.
Be out. He will be gone.
Wow, he's on the hot seat, according to Mark with a C, James.
Oh, I've been calling for his job for a while.
I'm not surprised.
Not even hot seat. I've been wanting
to. You want him out. Why did we not get to this earlier?
I'm going
to
call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
So you want him out. Flat out, he is not the guy to coach the Boston Celtics.
Well, this is with the Kyrie stuff, because I thought the Celtics were going to be able to sign Kyrie. Now, you're stuck with him for another year. But I will tell you,
he's also Mr. Chemistry. Theoretically, this is what he's good at.
If the Celtics don't get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals next year, he should be 7 years. Andy, he's been here 6 years. How many titles? Zero. How many NBA Finals appearances? Zero. Come on. Get him out.
Ainge too? Clean house? Yeah. Who hired him? Who signed him to an extension?
Wick.
What?
No, 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 but Wick hired Danny Ainge.
Right, but Ainge hired Stevens and gave him an extension has promoted him like no. Look how far he's fallen, though. It was like 2 years ago. He was behind Popovich as the second best coach. There were like polls out there, and it was Brad Stevens was moving up the list.
That was wrong. That was dead wrong.
I agree.
19 years, one title, and Boston doesn't fit. And Danny Ainge, if he doesn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year, guess what? Got to go.
Clean house.
You got to go. Final segment.
Saved
Mark
that
and Hart,
for the last 10
next.
Minutes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is James and Hart on WEEI.
They said, Kawhi, Kawhi, tell me that you'll be a Laker. Kawhi, Kawhi, come back to L.A. Don't do Drake that way. Kawhi, Kawhi, you should sign back with them Lakers.
Hey, Snoop! Hey, Snoop! Where you at, baby? Oh, my goodness! Oh, now nobody can tell me dreams don't come true. Nobody can tell me that, baby. Dreams do come true.
The first gentleman you heard was the D-O-double-G, Snoop Dogg. The second gentleman you heard was Clipper Daryl, who is in freaking NBA Clipper heaven today as they got not only Kawhi Leonard, but Paul George. And who knows, dude? The way they're going, they might try to get Westbrook, too. You never know. I to me, though, that would be too much. It would be too much. I don't think they would, you know. You got enough there right now. Patrick Beverly, Lou Williams. Is Lou still there?
Yep.
He's still there?
Yeah, Lou Williams and Pat Beverly had a funny video on Instagram, too, when they found out.
Oh, wow.
They were jacked.
Oh, you have to be. The Clippers, man. The Clippers are cool again.
How about Doc Rivers? Talk about being jacked.
Wow.
And Mister, I don't want to do a rebuild. Well, you don't have to do a rebuild.
That's
you
it.
You just became the favorite to win the NBA title.
You are. Yeah,
now the pressure, Doc. Put it together.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because according to VegasInsiders.com, the Clippers are the favorite in the NBA right now. What is it? Do you aim it 6-2? On the favorites, on the odds for the Clippers, you had that up on your screen.
Yeah, I want to say it was actually like 7-2.
I think it was 7-2.
7-2. Well, yep.
They're the favorites.
There's no doubt. And it was looking like up until 2 o'clock this morning, local time here in Boston, it was looking like that they were the biggest losers next to the Knicks, that they're going to get shut out of everyone. And they pulled off the ultimate coup. They got not only Kawhi Leonard, they got Paul George. And here's, like I said, here's what they do. How the marketing goes. This is LA's real team because they're two guys.
Well, as our own Rich Keefe said, and noted LeBron hater, LeBron's not even on the best team in LA anymore.
Not anymore. No, he's not.
It's true.
He's not. He's not. No.
Can you imagine the prices, though, every night?
Every
the
night.
Staples Center.
But that's the thing for the Staples Center. It's like having Adele perform every night. You're going to have 82 straight sellouts between the Lakers and Clippers combined. Staples Center's loving life right now.
The only thing that sucks a little bit is it's sort of like the Peyton Manning-Brady rivalry. They can't play for the title. That's your Western Conference final.
Right.
You can't hype it up as a potential meeting down the road where all the games of the NBA Finals will be played in the Staples Center.
7-2 to win the NBA Finals next year. The Lakers are 4-1.
The Boston Celtics are
scroll 20, down
25-1. Not as bad as I thought it would be. How about this?
I see it at 20-1 in another spot too.
Okay, 20-1, 20-25-1. The Cleveland Cavaliers and Charlotte Hornets 2001. Well, let me tell you this: if the Oklahoma City Thunder trades Russell Westbrook, you can put that in right there as about 20,000-1 because there's no way in hell they won't even make the playoffs. Who do they have left? Steve Adams.
Nope, no thanks,
Jinx. Steve Adams is all they got left. Reggie Jackson's gone. He's in Detroit. He's gone. He's a former BC Eagle. Who do they have left? It's amazing that Oklahoma City has a team and the great city of Seattle has been devoid of an NBA team for over a decade now. That sucks.
Yep.
That sucks. That really sucks. So there's that. You will be in on Monday with me and Dickerson to do Vermont and Callahan.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I'll be in midday the rest of the week with one afternoon mixed in.
I'm doing Mutt and Callahan 4 out of 5 times, and then I think you and I, it's the schedule changed right now. Curtis, who does such a great job of the schedule, had you doing both the morning show and midday on Tuesday.
Hey, if I need to, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it all.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Throw in the afternoon. I'll do all day. I'll do a marathon.
All right. So tomorrow, when 11 o'clock in the morning rolls around, I will be chanting the three letters USA, USA, USA. You will be as well.
No question.
Eamon, what about you? You're going
to be... Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yet, Jerry Callahan, who proclaims himself a great American, has proven himself an American fraud.
Wow.
It is.
He'll be chanting Netherlands, Netherlands. You know what's amazing, though? I will tell you. I talked about the red states. Forget about the red states. There are a lot of people in the blue states, like Jerry Callahan, who will be rooting against the U.S. women's team tomorrow because of Megan Rapinoe.
Hashtag sad. Fake news.
And everybody will, when the game is over tomorrow, and say the U.S. women win, it's going to be all about Rapinoe Trump.
Yep. You are fake news.
No,
yep. It wasn't.
Yeah, no,
the
whole thing will be about that. The NBA Summer League last night was a rousing success. Like in terms of, and I didn't know you just said that every game in Vegas is
sold out. It's all sellouts. Yep, it's all sellouts. Had sold out like twice before, and now Zion and this new momentum of the NBA, they're all sellout.
So like even Oklahoma City versus Minnesota.
If I read it properly.
Wow.
Sellout city.
Wow, that's
Zion is a big reason for that.
And well, but
Zion, the overall momentum.
But it's not Zion in every game. That's
no,
the thing.
No. Right. But it's the overall momentum of the NBA is part of it too. And this, you know, summer free agency trades. It's the NBA is stamping itself as now a year round sport.
The NBA Summer League is bigger and better now than Major League Baseball.
Right. They're
more popular.
They're now delving into NFL land where they're turning things that aren't really events into events. You know, the NFL has the combine and the draft and these things that used to be nothings.
Right.
They've made into events where people care and they watch they read.
How about the announcement of the schedule?
Right. Well, the NBA is going down that road with free agency blowing up. And now the Summer League blowing up. They already have All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest. They're trying to become what the NFL is. And that's pretty much a year-round focal point for sports fans.
No doubt about it. Red Sox getting ready for the Detroit Tigers. Coming up, Mario and Pemba, Will Fleming will be on the call there in Detroit. The Red Sox, interesting to see how they go into the All-Star break as they try to close the gap, which seems insurmountable because you're over the halfway point. You're 11 games back. If it's any worse than that prior to Tuesday, that's bad. I mean, the division's gone. You just got to worry about the wild card.
And you head into the All-Star break with your ace saying he sucks and the general manager who just signed the ace saying basically he sucks. So everybody agrees that the pitching has
sucked. And not just the bullpen, the starting pitching.
No, the starting pitching is as big of an issue right now as the bullpen is.
No doubt about it.
The honeymoon's over with Dombrowski.
Evan Drellick.
Evan Drellick chiming in. Honeymoon's over.
Drells.
So should he be out too? Dombrowski out. Ainge out.
No,
Stevens out.
Dombrowski.
Cora, you want him out?
No, not yet. Dombrowski just won a title. He's not out yet.
Oh, so the ring gives him that little. You get a little Sarandis pass. Yeah. You get a year.
Get him out.
Hey, 2008 was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
You know? And Brad Stevens hasn't done. Won anything?
I hear you
at all. All right, Andy, it's fun. See you Monday.
Damn right.
Go
bright
USA.
Early.
Despite Megan Rapinoe, USA, USA. Stay tuned next for Red Sox pregame right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.